NBA fans might be experiencing a bit of a flashback tonight. You see, a funny thing happened the last time the Atlanta Hawks played the Miami Heat.
AJ against Quinn, down to five, down to four. Johnson drives, tough shot, got it, Anthony Johnson, and that should be the ball game.
Well, maybe it should have been the ball game, but it wasn't. You see, back on that December evening, Miami's Shaquille O'Neal received his sixth foul and was ejected from the game with 51.9 seconds to go in overtime. Without his help, the Miami Heat fell to the Hawks 117-111. But the scorekeepers were the ones who'd really dropped the ball. Shaq only had five fouls, not six, which means he shouldn't have been kicked out of the game at all. So the NBA decided that the two teams would replay the last 51.9 seconds of that game tonight, 2.5 months after the final buzzer sounded. On the line with me now is Sarah Rothschild from the Miami Herald. She'll be at Phillips Arena in Atlanta tonight for the replay, as well as the complete game that follows. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
Has this ever happened before in basketball?
Yes, the last time this happened was actually in 1982 when the Spurs and Lakers replayed a double overtime game. The Spurs initially lost, and then in the replay, they actually beat the Lakers, who were then coached by Pat Riley, who, interestingly enough, is actually the Heat coach.
Hmm. Now, some of the players who were on the court in December are no longer on the team. Shaquille O'Neal, the guy who fouled out of the game in the first place, just got traded from Miami to Phoenix last month. Has the fairness of that come into question?
Not really. I mean, the teams involved realize that they don't really have control over which players are still there. The Hawks, for example, they actually made some trades, too. So I think the Heat, you know, with the way their season has gone this year, I'm sure they wouldn't mind a win that they could, you know, feasibly get in 51.9 seconds.
This is a pretty surreal moment. I mean, conceivably, either team could win two games in a single night or lose two games in a single night. That's something with the statistics.
Right. I mean, this would be a huge boost for Miami, which has only 11 wins this season in 59 games. And for the Hawks, this game could end up being really important to them and their playoff push. And also what's really interesting is Sean Marion came to the Heat in the Shaquille O'Neal trade. Marion was playing for the Suns in Dallas December 19th, and he'll actually be able to have a separate stat line that's going to say, you know, he played for two teams on one night, because any points that are scored in the replay game will be attributed to December 19th's box score. So there aren't too many players in NBA history that can claim they played for two teams on one night.
Sarah Rothschild, thank you very much. Enjoy that golden minute.
Thank you.
Sarah Rothschild is a sports reporter with the Miami Herald. Tonight, the Atlanta Hawks and the Miami Heat of the NBA replay the last 51.9 seconds of a game that ended back in December. Coming up, I'll be looking up the backside of a spider. Where won't we go for this radio show? This is All Things Considered from NPR News.